was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the middle of sweltering heat waves. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning. It is June the 4th. June the 4th. Why does that mean something? I'm not sure. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's not going to be here this morning. She'll be back tomorrow morning. So, Bad Bob, break the bad news to me about weather today.
Well, what you're seeing is what you're getting. Sunny and hot. The high is pushing the century mark, and winds reasonably calm, which is good news. Mostly clear tonight. Low around 70 degrees. Then hot tomorrow and at or exceeding the 100-degree level. And right now in Reading, we are looking at 65 degrees and going up pretty fast. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, Anselmo Vineyards, and you can go out there in the evenings, and it's cooler up where they're at. 474-5546. Of course, Thursdays they have the pizza night, and then on the weekends they've got, I know that they're up there doing shooting clays and also music, and of course just the dinners and the brunches they have up there. Food is just outstanding. 474-5546. Of course, the great wine and horseback rides in the mornings now because it is getting pretty hot. Today we've got a lot of things we want to talk about today. We want to talk about Generation X. We want to talk about fires, Board of Supervisors, Bradley Manning, the Boston Bomber, not Bradley Manning, but, Boston Bomber, Colorado gun rights supporters, things they've done, you know, things that they're trying to do to stand up for their rights. We've got a number of things then, and we're joined by Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, who is a fervent supporter of freedom. And the fact that, last time he was on, he talked about the danger of losing, you know, having the Second Amendment restricted, coming from a country where it is restricted, and then the only people that end up with guns are criminals and politicians. And in the case in his country, that's the same. And we'd hate to see that happen here. But we're going to start off our day, as we always do, with our Wells Fargo advisors in Chris Lasonda.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 20 points at 15,274. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1644, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 8 points at 3473. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 102 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 4 cents at 13.59, Ford adding 3 cents at 15.92, General Motors up 48 cents at 34.91, and Coca-Cola up 66 cents at 41.47. Of local interest, PG&E down 19 cents at 44.75, Costco up 74 cents at 111.58, and North Valley Bank down 44 cents at 17.20. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.15%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's down 30 cents a barrel at $93.15, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $12.84 an ounce at $13.98.26, while silver is off 27 cents at $22.44 an ounce. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because even though the market's been on a real good climb and run lately, you can never tell what happens, and you might need just a little bit of advice about which direction to head and which way to invest, and that's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is just, it's this whole week, is going to be a is going to be hot, and this weekend hotter. And we're going to have somebody in here on Friday that says that, you know, it may not just be our normal weather. It may be because of actions or reactions of some of the things that government has done right here in the United States.
Really?
Yep. So plan on that Friday morning as we talk about weather and we talk about some of the causes of this hot weather. If there are indeed causes besides the fact of this, you know, summer. So we'll be right back. We'll be back, and we're going to start off with right here in Shasta County. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Hi, Bob Korolek here. When I needed to redo my little floors in my little house, I went to Shasta Lake Floors because I knew I'd get great advice, a great price, top-notch products, and professional installation. I also sent my girlfriend there when she redid her entire house, and she is happy, happy. You'll be happy, too, when you deal with Shasta Lake Floors.
Hi, this is Pete Corcoran, owner of Shasta Lake Floors. Thanks, Bob, and congratulations on your performance as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Great job. To start the season, Shasta Lake Floors is offering huge discounts on all in-stock flooring, up to 80% off on hundreds of thousands of square feet of carpet, wood, tile, vinyl, and laminate, ready to install. Also, for this month only, Mohawk Silk, the industry's premier carpet, a carpet even bleach can't stain, is 20% off. And don't be fooled by imitations. Mohawk Silk is sold exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. Voted best in the North State 5 years running. Come visit us, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake, where the sale is on now.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hey, Mark, second Tuesday in June is at Cheesecakes Unlimited.
Unlimited cheesecake? That sounds great.
You're going to be trouble, aren't you?
Won't you please join us Tuesday, June 11th at the Cheesecakes Unlimited in support of the animals at Haven Humane. 15% of the proceeds from your meal will be donated to Haven to help unwanted, neglected, and abused animals in our area.
Who ever heard of unlimited cheesecake?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bot, 81 degrees out there. Is that right? 81 degrees?
Oh, no. I haven't updated the whiteboard yet. It was...
Oh, that was from yesterday.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, okay.
That was by the time we signed off yesterday, so it climbs pretty fast. Okay. You're looking at 65. Right
65,
now.
Okay. I thought, gosh, it didn't seem like it was 81. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14.
Give it a week, it'll be that hot.
Yeah, 7:15 in the morning. Good morning. June the 4th. Gosh, fires. Fires yesterday down in Red Bluff and Chico. They closed the off-ramp at Antelope. And if you could smell the smoke in the area, so that was in Red Bluff, Chico, Lancaster, California's on fire, Santa Fe, New Mexico, miles and miles of timber on fire. Temperatures up to 110, they're talking about Saturday or hotter, and Dane Wickenden's going to be with us on Friday. Talk about maybe the results of this hot weather or some of the things that the government's doing. We'll find out. But the, again, let's talk about hot weather and let's talk about these fires as defensible space around your home, one. And two, this hot. What did they say? It's how many degrees hotter inside the car, Bob? 20 degrees at least?
At the very least, and can climb from there. It's, you know, closed box, sun shining on it. It gets darn, you know, the heat has nowhere to go. And if you've got a person or an animal inside, the heat goes into them.
And so we want to, you know, another public, you know, announcement here is to, because I've seen it. We've seen them leaving their dogs and cars already. And trust me, if Haven Humane is called, the first thing they can do is they're going to look around and see if they can find the owner. If they can't, they will remove the dog or cat or person from this car. And the way they do that is they open that car up. Now, that could be if the door is open is one way of doing it. Another way is that they're going to get the animal out there. So don't leave an animal in there. The Board of Supervisors is meeting today. This morning at 9 o'clock to discuss the budget for next year, $399 million. $399 million. That's the money available. It's about the same as last year. So maybe a little bit less, $6 million less than the general fund, but they had some capital improvements. They said so. Might be interesting is to find out how much the county pays out annually in lawsuits. Is it? I mean, we know the long-term one they've got going with Ensemble, but there's others too. I mean, I think somebody had asked that question in the city council meeting is how much does a city pay in lawsuits monthly or yearly to pay to fight them or as results of them? I'd be interested to find out what the county is. Is it, you know, is it $400,000 a year? Is it $1 million a year? Is it $2 million a year? And then what are the lawsuits about? And that is public record. So maybe somebody we can get down from here can go in and find out how much money is spent on just lawsuits for the city or for the county of Shasta here. Well, let's go into one of our favorite subjects here. Bradley Manning. You know who Bradley Manning is. I'm talking about here. This is the guy that released 20,000 documents. 20,000 classified documents. He's already pled guilty to doing that. I think they said up to 20 years on that. But now they're trying him, and this is the Obama administration and the U.S. military are trying him for, giving aid or assistance to the enemy. And Manning's lawyers, and if you ever watched the Rachel Maddow show, which I do occasionally and giggle, but Rachel Maddow show is, you know, somebody's understanding, oh yes, he gave the documents, but he wasn't trying to hurt America. He just wanted to wake America up. Really? Well, would you classify him as a whistleblower? Well, no, he wasn't a whistleblower because of the thousands and thousands of documents he released. There was no way for him to read them and say, oh, I read this and they needed to be. They said it would have taken, if just 45 seconds per document for that many documents would have taken well over, at 12 hours a day, would have taken him well over the length of time he stayed in Iraq when he was doing this. So it's not a whistleblower. But he wasn't trying to hurt America. He just wanted to wake America up. Well, unfortunately for Mr. Manning, Private Manning, the traitor that he is, since he's already pled guilty to part of it, is that many of these documents ended up in the hands of bin Laden, and they can prove that. He didn't give up any classified to hurt America, yet it ends up in the hands of bin Laden, who some people might think that bin Laden didn't have the best interest of our country. So Bradley Manning, so what do they want from him? They've got him for, I think it's 10 years now. They want, you know, they got him up to 20 years, then they want him for life. And I think there's nothing wrong with this. I don't care if he's 18. I don't care if he's confused. I don't care if it's because he was gender confused while he was going through this, which is one of the things they were talking about. No, I'm not making this up. They said he was gender confused and all. So they've come up with every reason in here why this traitor should not spend the rest of his life in jail. Guess what? You know, the Obama administration, they're going after everybody with leaks. They're going after the media because the media is reporting on things. And yet they've got this guy in jail who admitted to doing it, and you know, and they're coming up with every reason, just like the IRS and Holder are. No, it was just two or three people in the Kansas City office. Well, or Cincinnati office. Well, no, maybe it was like 88 people. Well, man, you're not hanging me because I got my orders from D.C. And we'll talk about that when we get back.
Is gender confusion the new Twinkie defense?
I don't know. Oh, by the way, I asked about that. You know, where is that? Is that still working its way through Sacramento? And the answer to that one is yes. Where if somebody is confused about their gender, their sex, their orientation, is that they can use any bathroom they want, any gym showers, I guess, if they still take showers in gyms. And I guess can try out for any team. You cannot keep them from doing that. I'm still waiting for the first time we have the 5'6" tall, men, boys who say they're gender confused and they want to be on the girls basketball team. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. Yeah, it is 7:23 in the morning. It's 65 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Small chips up to cracks 24 inches in length. Go, and Jeff guarantees his work. Give him a call at 241-8373 or head out to 3208 Market Street in Reading. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Were you waiting for this one? And I don't know why I'm getting into, you know, I got into, I'm getting into gender stuff here. And I'm trying, but a transgender Navy SEAL Warrior Princess comes out. A former member of the elite U.S. Navy SEALs has come out and say she's now a woman. She served 20 years as a SEAL and fought in some of the most dangerous battlefields in the world. But after she left the service, she realized she wasn't living the life she wanted. She really wanted to be a girl and felt as a girl and that she was a girl and consolidated that identity very early on in her childhood. He said one of the people that served him said Beck's reputation, she was a good one, and said she was, by all appearances, the consummate guy's guy. So, that's fine. Bad Bob. Well, you know what? You're sitting here kind of looking at me, but you know what? They've got photos of before and after here. And I mean, the guy was a SEAL and obviously did a great job, you know, according to other SEALs. So, and then now has decided, you know what? He was a guy's guy. And then he said he'd be happier as a woman. And he looks like a woman, or she is, it's a woman now. So, I mean, this is,
do you sometimes feel as if the foundations of your world have suddenly turned really soft?
You know, I'm just not sure anymore. You know, the thing about it is that I'm just, you know, when I see things like that, it isn't the fact that, you know, if somebody can do that, or somebody feels that, you know what, I'm not comfortable as one sex or the other, and I need to change my gender. I mean, they can do that. So I've got, you know, frankly, this has no impact on me. What has an impact on me is making laws up that impact on young children when there could be, you know, about letting boys into girls' restrooms and vice versa. No matter what they feel. That to me, you know, an 8-year-old girl sees an 8 or 9-year-old boy coming into the restroom that she's at. Is, you know, could be, you know, is that good for them? Oh, they'll get used to it. Well, why should they?
I'm sorry. If you took a cell from a person and did a DNA analysis, that person would either be male or female at the cellular level. Now it's all about how they feel. And I'm having a problem with that. It's biology versus culture.
So what you're saying is no matter how they feel, that biologically.
From a strictly biological standpoint.
So then it's then a mental?
I'm not, there's one that's above my pay grade, but I'm just saying that from a scientific standpoint.
I'm not saying, you know, some people say that they're born this way with a predisposition to be male or female. If cells are male or female, what does that do for transgender, but what about gay?
I have no answer for that, but like I'm just saying that if you took cells from two different people who identify themselves as one or the other and put them under the microscope or whatever it is that
it'll say whether they're male or female.
Yeah, yeah. We're in a very confusing world where concrete things, absolutes have become variables.
Well, you know, that's true. You know, where it used to be is that you would know that this was going to be a certain way. You went to school, this was going to happen. When you graduated from school, this was going to happen. And there were standards and things that were not just given, but things that were true. Things that you know were going to be true. And now it's the world is shifting so quickly. And is it shifting so quickly because of we want it to shift like this? Or is it shifting so quickly because of internet? We're inundated 1,000 times a day, 1,000,000 times a day with information that is just too much for people. Is the reason that the more conservative states are because things are moving slower there, and the more progressive, quote, liberal states on the coast is because there's the tight lines of communication and what they do there. It's a different types of lifestyles totally. And then how would you explain then something like Northern California and even in San Diego County, which are both conservative?
Well, San Diego, I can explain, of course, from the number of military retirees things were a little more defined than we're used to now.
Well, is it changing because that the people want it to change, or is it just because a small portion of people in the media want it to change?
A very vocal group.
You know, the same vocal group that talked about violence and guns yet don't want to talk about violence in TV and violence in the movies and, you know, those kind of things. And, of course, we have violence in radio here, too. The violence in radio is if we don't hit the spot at the right time, our advertisers get really angry with us. So we'll be right back after the news, and we're going to be talking about Generation X, about, you know, you may be in trouble if you're in Generation X. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are modestly higher following a mildly better-than-expected report on U.S. trade. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 13 points. Meanwhile, home prices posted their biggest annual gain in April since February of 2006, thanks to growing demand and low inventory. According to CoreLogic, prices soared more than 12% from the same time last year. Of the lower 48 states, Nevada had the largest year-over-year price jump. Number of homes for sale is 14% lower than it was a year ago. And is junk food hurting the global economy? According to the United Nations Food Agency, it is. The Food and Agricultural Organization warns that obesity and poor nutrition are weighing heavily on the world's economy. The agency says lost productivity and health care bills linked to malnutrition could account for as much as 5% of global gross domestic product. That's $3.5 trillion a year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, Autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races, and Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at NorCalFI.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:34 in the morning. It's 65 degrees, June the 4th, 605-4567. Give us a call. What's in your craw today? And yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, of course, the greatest coffee and cold drinks through Espresso Joe's. And then they walk next door for the lowest tobacco prices in town. finest walk-in humidor in the state. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I've got two tickets. That's right. How many of you have ever been to the annual four? This is going to be the fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival. That's this weekend, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. And these tickets are good for any of those days. To get in, it's, Friday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. They've got a car show. They've got it all. Cajuns, Ideco music featuring Swamp Billy, the Gumbo Band, Funky Gators, Mark Saint Mary, Bayou Boys. If you want to go to the fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival, you can call in now, 605-4567, and get a couple of tickets. Kids 12 and under are free every day. I have two tickets, so you can take your kids. Free parking every day. And, of course, the Crawdad Eating Contest. This is the fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival.
I've never actually figured out how to consume a crawdad. We got some at the Wild Game Feed, and I just was not sure. I mean, I could get to the part in the tail. It's kind of like a lobster tail, but I understand there's a technique to properly consuming crawdads, and I'm going to have to learn that one of these days because they were tasty. It was just I got about a thumbnail's worth of meat out of each one.
Well, you know, you want to find out, but you can order. But I think that's what it is. You're just going to. Well, you know what? We're going to have the Crawdad Festival people in here this week.
We have crawdad experts coming.
And we're going to have crawdad experts coming in, and they are going to show us how they're going to bring crawdads in. And you can watch Linda and I eat the crawdads. Or you can't watch it, but you can hear us eat the crawdads. We just gave away the crawdad tickets. We've got more. We'll give away more this week. But Crawdad Eating Festival, there you go. What can you say? Okay. Obamacare. We're going to be talking about Obamacare later on, but it just early research done by Forbes magazine shows they just took an average 24-year-old and an average 40-year-old, non-smoking, no pre-existing conditions, and just by using the exchange in California, this is California Exchange, found out that each one of them were going to pay the first the 24-year-old was going to pay 115% more than he's paying now with his plan. And the 24-year-old would be paying about 123% more. So this is out of the exchanges right here in California. And, you know, people are complaining and say, oh, wait a minute, you're using the wrong figure. You say, hey, look, I'm using the figures off the trades here, off the exchange right here in California. And they had, you know, the people that were fighting are having to back off. So it looks like if you're going to use the exchange, that it's going to cost you more here in California, which is the problem with Obamacare, but we're going to talk about that later. Let's talk about Generation X. Generation X. Bad Bob, how old are you? Are you Generation X?
No, I'm
not. No, you're not. Yeah, you're past
I'm a
what
boomer.
Are you? Are you a
I
boomer?
I am a boomer. Yes.
Okay, Generation X, 38 to 47. If you're around that age group, 38 to 47. My daughter is right on the, you know, on the lower edge of that. Maybe she's not quite into Generation X. They have found out is they are going to fare badly when it comes to time of retirement, my friend. Generation X got hit harder than any of the other generations in this downswing, which is still going on, lost half of their wealth, and the chance of them getting that back, unlike the other, you know, a couple other generations, is not very good. Generation X is in trouble for two big reasons. If you had to, Bad Bob, if you had to say, what are the two reasons you would say, what are the two reasons that Generation X, this group, 38 to 47, would be in trouble financially?
I would sum it up as the 80s, when everybody had to have things, lots of things.
Okay, so those were bought with credit cards?
Yes.
Okay, credit card debt, but what was the other thing? What's the other thing that's got Generation X in trouble?
A failure to save.
Well, that's also part of it too, because they did. They spend a lot of consumerism, but student loans.
Ah.
Student loans, they're up to their kneecaps in student loans and their credit card debt. Generation X, those 38 to 47 year olds are going to, when they get to age 65 and you talk about the golden years, those are going to be the tarnished years. Those are going to be the bronze years. Those might be even the bronzed.
Rusty
years. For Generation X, because they were caught, those are the ones that got caught the brunt of the economic downswing. They've got the highest debt and the least chance of having to be able to pay this back. How's that make, I mean, you know, Generation X, the ones that were raised on divorce, couch surfing, or couch, couch potatoes, MTVs and all this. I mean, and now it comes out that if that wasn't enough, taking the brunt of the baby boomer, you know, generation, now they're going to, at age 65, they're going to be planning on working for the next 10 years of their life.
I'm picturing Billy Idol, who was sort of the face of Generation X, using a walker to get on stage at the casino.
You mean like the Rolling Stones? We'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Billy Idol. Generation X. I don't think Billy Idol's going to have any problem with money, though. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. 65 degrees out there, 7:45 in the morning. Why Shasta Gas Propane? How about because competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and locally owned family operated? That's Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. Our friends over there. Frozen berries. There's just, you know, I saw it on the news today. It's in the paper. There is a Townsend Farms of Fairview, Oregon, is recalling a frozen organic antioxidant blend packaged under the Townsend Farms label at Costco. And I think they have them here, so you might want to take a check on that. There were illnesses reported in Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and California, hepatitis A in this. So if you've got that in your freezer, or in your, or even worse, in your trash can, you may want to go check with your doctor.
You know what amazes me? They were able to backtrack these berries. It's one of the berries that is imported from somewhere. It's hepatitis A, which is nasty stuff. But they were actually able to backtrack the shipments and figure out where they came from. They can backtrack one batch of berries, but we can't figure out where, 15 million illegals or whatever the number is at any given time. Why is that?
Well, they're looking at towns and farms right now, but yeah, these berries could have come from South America or other places. Well, no, you can track a calf born in northern Canada, to a farm in southern Kansas, but we've lost sight of people coming in from countries that are not friendly to us, and they come in on visas, student visas, and they disappear. You know, it's not so much the ones that coming across the border, you can literally probably shut that down. You can shut that down. If America wanted to, you could shut down the border relatively easy with technology. And I'm not talking about zapping people or shooting them from drones. That's not what I'm talking about. But you could shut down so people couldn't get through that border. We had the capabilities of doing that in 1990. In fact, we were running operations along the border there on anti-drug, counter-drug operations that using different types of techniques and procedures and technology from back then, and you could shut down hundreds of miles with a small amount of people. But it's the ones coming in and flying in, coming here on a student visa or on a vacation visa or whatever, and then they just don't show up. They don't leave. They just stay here. And is there no way of tracking these people? Is there no way of that? Here, you need to put the. This will never ever happen. Here, you need to put this band on your wrist or on your ankle, and you get to travel around, and we're going to know where you're at all the time.
We already have them. They're called smartphones.
We're going to give you a smartphone, but you've got to keep it on you all the time. But they're not going to do that, you know, because they're smarter than that. All right, I can't help it. The Boston bomber. He and his brother, as you know, the alleged Boston bomber. I have to say alleged because, I mean, you saw him
until a conviction takes place.
Okay, the alleged Boston bomber that we saw carrying the bomb. It was in the shootouts and it was caught on camera and numerous times and was found in the boat. Is receiving donations from people. Yep, people are donating money to the young man. In his family, up to $9,000 so far. They've opened up a bank account in his name. So if you want to give donations, I don't have the bank account, but I'm someplace in Boston. So I'm sure if you want to help and give financial support to this young man, this misunderstood young man.
What, again? I think the taxes went already. He already got a fair pile of tax money. You want me to help him again?
The Boston bomber?
Yeah. His family was living off the public. Is there a word I can use on here?
Dole? The dole?
Yes.
The public?
The trough.
The trough? Yeah. Well, now you can give money directly to him. That could be fun. And you gotta love it. You know, Colorado passed one of the strongest anti-gun measures, you know, a number of them in Colorado, which is this is a state that values its hunting and fishing and the people that come in that do the hunting and fishing. They have industries there that have to do with firearms. And they passed all these laws, including a number, magazines, high capacity magazines, all these other things. And so the voters in Colorado said, well, you know what? You want to vote for that, then we don't want to vote for you except in this way. So Colorado gun rights supporters have started recall procedures against the head of the Senate, the Democrat John Morse. They've turned in twice the number of signatures needed to get this on a ballot. Well, in some ways, okay, fine. This guy voted against it, and he says, well, I don't care that this was right for Colorado. Well, obviously, a lot of people don't believe that. But the thing is, he's getting ready to term out in a year. So I don't know how symbolic it is, but they are going after a couple more in other areas of Colorado, too. They don't like the fact that they've gone against the Second Amendment. Here in California, on the other hand, they're passing laws right and left to restrict your rights on guns, on Second Amendment, on being able to have to be able to replace the rifle you've been carrying for 20 years. Say you carry a semi-automatic centerfire hunting rifle. I'm not talking one with a pistol grip. I'm not talking with flash suppressors. I'm not talking about, you're hanging all types of flashlights and lasers off it. This has just been the hunting rifle you've had. They've been around since the early 1900s. It's got a magazine that you can detach. It's like a five round magazine. Let's call it the Remington Game Master.
Mm-hmm.
It holds five rounds. It doesn't hold six. It holds five. It doesn't even hold the capacity. You can have up to 10, but it only holds five. So what they've just done is outlawed you from having a hunting rifle. Oh, we don't want to touch hunters. Well, you just did. Because they want to ban any semi-automatic center fire rifle with a detachable magazine. That's just one of the things they want to do. And if you ask them the question, how many people are killed with long guns in murders? And even, if you want to even use the word ARs, okay, the ones with the pistol grips. Let's just use that one then. Because that's when they're really going after, even though they're touching everything else. And they're trying to grab every weapon, is how many? It's like what? 1%, 2%? More people killed with hammers and blunt objects than they are with rifles. And yet, they still want to do it. And why? Why do they want? This is the thing is, they've done it, but have they ever explained and said, we're trying to keep our streets safe? From what? From what? More people killed by drunk drivers. Why aren't you doing something by drunk drivers who are illegal here in the state of California? Why don't you do something about that? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in sovereign minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 65 degrees. It may even be hotter than that now. Say 67 degrees. 754, June the 4th, 530-605-4567. You know, this Saturday at 7 p.m., we kick off our inaugural baseball game. KCNR and, the Colt 45s have partnered up, and we're going to broadcast their Saturday night games throughout the season. There's like 8 games. They start at 7 p.m. right here on Tiger Field. Well, I think they've got a couple of away games. We're still going to broadcast them. We have a play-by-play. Nate Alberano is here and he'll be here with us, I think, Friday for a little while to talk about the games. The, other thing is that, we're going to archive them and of course stream them everywhere. The players come from all the United States, so their parents are going to be able to hear it. But the other night, went down to the game, an exciting game, you know, and you can get, you know, I just looked, Mark Beecham, who'll be here in a couple of weeks. Mark just went to a San Francisco Giants game. $6 for a cup of hot chocolate. People in the stands with $80 tickets that are saying rude, nasty, and lewd things to people. And the cost of food there, astronomical. You can go to a Colt 45s game. You can watch the Twister Bat. You can watch the Frozen T-shirt contest. You can watch all these different these great events during the, you know, in the break between the innings. A hot dog and a drink cost you $5. All right. And this is a big hot dog, not the little bitty hot dog, a big hot dog cost you $5. Head on down this Saturday and take your radio with you, because play by play while sitting in the stands is going to be great. So, here's, you know what? 10 things you need to know for today. You know, Democratic, Senator Frank Lautenberg. The Senate's one of the Senate's oldest, serving senators, mm-hmm. The last World War II vet in the Senate.
Right.
Died. I didn't know if you knew that he was also a World War II vet.
I heard that. Yeah.
Okay, Hassan. The world famous Major Nadal Hassan is going to represent himself at the murder trial for the 2009 shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas, which left 13 people dead, including an unborn infant. He plans to use a defensive other strategy. He said he was protecting fellow Muslims from soldiers deploying to Afghanistan. Okay, now, if that's the case...
By shooting a pregnant woman.
If that's the case, defense of others, because he was going to kill the people that were conducting war, that were in a war, so wouldn't that make him a terrorist? Wouldn't it make the ones on the war, so he's fighting the war on terror from, you know, he's a terrorist, but wouldn't that then, that type of defense say that anybody who was wounded there should be getting a Purple Heart?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it say that they should be, you know, people who are wounded there, that they fall under a completely different set of rules? Because they're saying this is not a Purple Heart, and the reason we're not giving them a Purple Heart, because it will, you know, it's not fair to the defendant. It will prejudice the jury, because if these people are given Purple Hearts, would say, well, then he's somebody that should be tried as a terrorist, and not this
Okay,
violence.
He was in the uniform of this country. Am I correct?
Oh yeah,
he was a commissioned officer.
Well, wait a minute. We're not sure he was in uniform. He may have been dressed.
Well, I'm talking about in a larger sense.
Oh yeah,
he was an active duty officer in the United States military, who turned on his own people in the defense of another, well, if you look at the, depending on, you know, if he was defending others and shooting his own side, that's pretty defined by his own admission of him being an enemy combatant, not a workplace violence.
Yeah, well, you know what I think of this. And the fact is, I hope he does. I hope they find him guilty. I hope he's executed. I hope they roll his little wheelchair in there and find a way of giving him a shot right there. Or the firing squad, which would be better. We're talking about the Boston Marathon bomber getting money. Well, the last Boston Marathon victim left a hospital today. Her name was Erica Brannick, and she lost a leg in April 15 blast. She now says she wants to return to her home in Baltimore and hug her family. So, you know, when you think about that, again, a terror attack against people that have done nothing. And this is the way they fight wars, is through terrorism, just like Hassan goes in and shoots 13 and kills 13 unarmed people in a clinic, including a pregnant mother. All right, we've got to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Payush Dhanuka is joining us, and we're going to be talking Obamacare and a couple other things, and we're going to talk about that severe impact it's going to have on you, your health care, and the medical establishment in America. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Sexual assault is a serious offense. It is contrary to everything that we stand for.
Navy Admiral Jonathan Greenert, among all the top U.S. commanders at a Senate hearing into how to stop the increase in military sexual assaults. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And every one of those commanders told the Senate Armed Services Committee essentially what their chairman, Army General Martin Dempsey, said. Base commanders must be part of the sexual assault solution.
Our goal should be to hold commanders more accountable, not render them less able to help us correct the crisis.
Some of the bills being written in the Senate would make military prosecutors, not the commanders, the final voice in whether to prosecute sexual assault cases. Dave?
Richard, the House conservatives are telling their stories of IRS scrutiny. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Six Tea Party and conservative group leaders are sharing similar stories for the House Ways and Means Committee.
Nearly 3 years in waiting for an answer is totally unacceptable.
Lawrence County, South Carolina Tea Party President Diane Belsom says during that time, the IRS demanded burdensome information about the group. The committee's ranking Democrat, Sandra Levin, joins the outrage, but adds,
progress has been made to address the malfeasance that occurred within the IRS-exempt organization,
including a new acting commissioner at the IRS, Dave.
Jared, President Obama's just nominated three new judges to a federal appeals court in Washington. He says is understaffed, critical of Senate Republicans for blocking his prior nominees.
What's happening now is unprecedented. For the good of the American people, it has to stop.
The GOP wants to transfer two of those vacant appeals court seats to other circuits with more cases and eliminate the other. Army Major Nadal Hassan, the accused killer who is now his own lawyer in the 2009 Fort Hood massacre, could find out today if he gets a three-month delay to further prepare. The man accused of turning a Batman movie into a massacre is back in court this hour in Colorado, where James Holmes could change his plea to not guilty by reason of insanity. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I've done all I can to make my teeth look their best. Here is the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so that they stay whiter longer. And the best part of Power Swabs is they work after 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 1-800-371-5601. That's 1-800-371-5601. 800-371-5601.
Now at that hearing for James Holmes, his possible change of plea is not the only issue. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Yeah, he's accused of killing 12 and injuring dozens more last summer inside the Aurora, Colorado movie theater. And Dave, James Holmes is back in the Arapahoe County Courthouse, expected to change his plea from not guilty to not guilty by reason of insanity. But his lawyers could also challenge the constitutionality of Colorado's laws on the insanity plea and the death penalty, sending the case to the state's High Court for review and delaying the case even longer, Dave.
Jeff, a disaster relief center will open today in El Reno, Oklahoma, devastated by a storm last week. It is run by a dozen organizations, including the Red Cross, Goodwill, and Catholic Charities, all working together. 18 people died in a tornado and then flooding. There is more flooding in other states, too. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Chicago.
Despite a Mississippi levee break north of St. Louis and a voluntary evacuation order in the town of West Alton, Missouri, most of the 500 residents have chosen to stay. Heavy rain in recent days has caused the Mississippi and Missouri rivers to rise. Heather Wendell cleared out her basement and loaded up a truck so that she can take off if the water comes too close to her place.
I want to be safe than sorry. You know, I don't want to take the chances.
A casino in Alton, Illinois has been closed because of flooding, and Grafton, Illinois has taken on water for the second time this spring. Dave?
Jennifer, thousands of firefighters have worked through the night and, taking advantage of cool, moist air, they've built more containment lines around that wildfire north of Los Angeles that has burned 50 square miles. It's now 60% contained. Six houses were destroyed. A UN report says there is reasonable evidence to believe chemical weapons were used in Syria's civil war in at least four attacks, but it's not clear if the regime or rebels fired them. The UN wants the Syrian government to allow experts in to investigate. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 13 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. KCNR. I already said that. Free Fire Radio, community talk radio for the North State Air. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And it is 8:05 on June the 4th. Good morning and welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio. I hope you're having a great day. I'm probably getting ready to take off or maybe just waking up, which is fun too. Today we're going to a lot of things that we're going to be talking about. And of course, we always start off with our friends from our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute today, Chris Lasondat. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets have turned mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points at 15,228. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1644. Well, the NASDAQ composite's unchanged at 3466. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 179 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $1.04 at $451.75. Microsoft down 12 cents at $35.45. Google's off $4.69 at $862.39. And Facebook's down 9 cents at $23.75. Of local interest, Safeway down 8 cents at $23.12. Home Depot's off 49 cents at $78.20. And Harley-Davidson down 18 cents at $54.41. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.15%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's down $1.02 a barrel at $92.43. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $15.96 an ounce at $13.95.14. Well, silver's down 29 cents at $22.42. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, and they're going to tell you which way to go on this. I mean, you need great advice, and they can give you some great advice about what's happening on Wall Street. Bad Bob, the weather.
Well, as you look around town, temperatures starting to rise fairly quickly, but the forecast is for sunny and hot, the high near 98, I'm betting on 100 depending on where you're at. Mostly clear overnight, a low around 69. Sunny and hot for Wednesday as we head towards the weekend, triple digits on the horizon. Currently, we have 72 degrees in Reading. This report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Head on out for a food, music, great brunches, great food, great ambiance, sporting clays, horseback rides, and, of course, award-winning wines. All at Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
She was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Mistake Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Redding.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, 72 degrees right now, 8:11 in the morning, June the 4th. This is Carl Bond. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. How about a staycation on a lake with Holiday Harbor? Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They have a package deal to fit any budget. Come on out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marine, 238-2383, or go to lakeshasta.com. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be 110 degrees. Can you think of a better place to be than on the lake in a houseboat? They've got small houseboats. They've got large houseboats. Get them for the weekend. Get them for the week. It is going to be 110 degrees on Saturday. I bet they have some houseboats out there. Give them a call, 238-2383. Okay. Every so often we have, when we have doctors on, they have they get emergencies, and this looks like we have one with Dr. Danuka. He's not going to be here this morning because of, at least he's going to try and get here, but he's seeing somebody right now. But we have, today we want to talk, we have a number of different guests that we have and we're going to have on. And Bad Bob is that, okay, we're trying to get a hold of, we're getting a hold of somebody, of else here. That's coming in to talk about a story he's written that's hit the papers also. But let's go on. We talked about the gun rights, and we talked about in here. Somebody wrote to me and said also in the chat room that they had it wasn't just the semi-automatic center fires. It was also also 22 caliber rim fires. I'm not sure how that works, because that also, if it's a detachable magazine, means that the 22 rifle you shoot, is that also going to be banned? I need somebody to, we'll check on that one too. And then we're coming down to more and more of, the IRS, Eric Holder, IRS charges, in this one where people are saying you're going after Bradley Manning. And this is the other part of it. This is another side of it. And you've got Jim Rosen. They're saying here's the dangerous part of going after somebody like Manning. And of course, this is, they're pulling things out of the air. But here's the problem is that they're saying is that he gave classified secrets to a publisher, not necessarily to a foreign country, somebody that's an enemy of the United States, but to a publisher. And they're saying this is what the danger is. This is they're charging this guy for leaking classified information or releasing classified information to a publisher. And they're saying is that here is the problem. If you do that and you have a somebody like the Pentagon Papers that released information to the New York Times or to a reporter of the New York Times, does that mean that they then can be tried under the same auspices of Bradley Manning? And if you think about that, and then if you think about when, and during the, a few years ago during the war, initial war on terror, when one of the papers broke the fact that we were tracking terrorists through their bank accounts, and they felt the need to release that information, which then took that tool out of our arsenal to track terrorists, that too was a leak from someplace in a committee or, you know, that was, you know, in, someplace in the government bowels to a publisher. Is it the same thing for Bradley Manning, who is a member of the military, to release 20,000 documents to the WikiLeaks, knowing they were going to be released, as opposed to what James Rosen, if Rosen is trying to talk to a member of a committee to get information? And that's what they're hanging this thing on. They're saying James Rosen is being pursued because of this. He had wiretaps. They were looking at his emails. They were following him. They were following his parents. They're looking at his parents' email, everything to do with this. And they're trying to tie this into the Bradley Manning leak. Can you do that? Would this be a far reaching impact on the press, Bob?
It could have a chilling effect. I mean, an open press is something that people take for granted. And is that misabused? I mean, all you have to do is go into the supermarket and look on the checkout stand to answer that question. Of course it's being abused. But the upside to it is that an open media has, especially in this age of the citizen journalist, has given us the searchlight to, not to pimp paper or anything, but has given us a bright light to shine on these things that just go unnoticed in a lot of countries. Or if they are noticed, nobody dares open their mouth. So it is a free and open press is a two-edged sword. And in some cases, of course, the corporates tend to wield a lot of influence. But I think that the internet has opened up a possibility of getting information out quickly, and it is up to the individual to decide whether a particular piece of information is real or not. We are getting deluged with information.
Well, you know, part of this thing too is that they're saying they're using this as, you know, that Manning or this guy Manning is being tried for treason for leaking of any information. But see, would this establish a precedent for leaking of any information that could possibly be used by the enemy? And that greatly raises the stakes.
Two questions. Were these documents marked classified? Did they give them to, did he, in my question, there's only two questions. Were the documents classified? Did he give them to people who did not have clearance to see them? Period.
That's right. That's what I, you know, and he took an oath to defend these secrets. He still released them. And there's other differences is that there's a huge difference between Manning, who's in the military releasing thousands of documents, and a reporter or a bit of the media finding out things because somebody released it to them. There's a huge difference there. We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with our guest, Dr. Pius DeNuca.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bond. Redding Crown Motors brings us this portion of our show. Go on down and visit Redding Crown Motors, your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Carrying every type of car, truck, or SUV you want, either new or previously owned. They take a great pride in their vehicles. They take great pride in their service department. They are second to none. Redding Crown Motors for the North State. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by Cypress Avenue at 555 Cypress Avenue and take a look at your next new car. Dr. Pius Danukis here, my buddy, my friend.
Good morning.
And also, one of the reasons I really, really like having you on, Dr. Danuka, is your passion and the fact that you chose to come to Redding, California to live and love it here and love America, which has explained your passion and why you try to share with people your thoughts about things that you see happening to our country that, because you have seen it by living in other countries and you see us heading in that direction.
Thank you very much, Carl, for having me. I'm happy to be on your show, and I'm happy to be in Redding, and I'm happy to be in America. And I'm thankful for all the opportunities it has provided me. I consider myself lucky, and I want to work hard to prove to be worthy of that. And part of the thing which I feel is that I must share what I feel about it, because I see it kind of trying to slip away from our fingers in front of our eyes. And that is deeply painful to me because, as you just said, that I have seen different parts of the world and read a lot about these things and realized that what we have here is something very good and very beautiful. But at the same time, we are becoming careless with it. We are becoming
careless.
Yes.
Yeah, careless with our rights.
Yes. And we are becoming, if I could use the word, lazy with it.
No, you can use that. We were talking about that earlier today in the 7 to 8 hour. Is that how we are accepting things and things are slipping away?
And we are actually become confused about them. That's even the bigger problem, that we are no longer clear. It's a lack of clarity, which is allowing the other things to creep in. And why do I say that? Because we are not clear exactly what our rights are. We are not clear what our responsibilities are. We are not clear what is this country built on anymore. Most people are not clear on that. Maybe you are, and you are spreading the word, but most people are not clear anymore what this country is built on. And that lack of clarity has allowed the confusion to creep in and for us to become lazier about our rights. And not just our rights, we also have a responsibility for the future generation, a responsibility for humanity in general to lead them to a better future, which we have done for a couple of hundred years. But if we go down, it will be dark ages again. And we have a responsibility to not let that happen.
Well, you know, somebody asked me if I feared our government. I said, fear? No, that's not the right word. Because I think you've captured it here, is that we've become complacent and lazy. And we're letting things be taken over from us. I asked this person, a very well-educated person, and I said, you think everything's okay. If your grandfather walked in right now and he saw what was going on, but he think this was an oppressive government? And he thought about it for a second. He said, yeah, my grandfather would think that. So it's important about what you say, is because what will my grandchild say? If I go into my grandchild, and if I come, 40 years from now, will I say, my gosh, this has gotten oppressive, even from where it is now? And that's why it's so important that we do continue to talk about this.
And will our grandchildren hold us responsible for the decline? Or will they hold us in with respect that we stood up to tyranny and we fought the oppression? That's the question we have to decide.
And, the Greatest Generation.
Greatest Generation.
Everybody looks up to that Greatest Generation. They fought tyranny, they fought dictatorships, they fought murder and darkness. And they rescued people, they freed the world, and then built the world after that. So
exactly.
Will our grandchildren look at us
as that
and say, my God, they saved us.
And not just they built America, as you rightly said, they built the world.
The world, yeah.
And they didn't have too much benefits from the government or from the society, and didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm. We've talked before, is that this little incremental grabbing, this incremental, you're going forward. And you mentioned, when people talk about the IRS, but that's just one portion of what you see is going on, though.
I have so many things to talk about, and I hope I can be organized and coherent.
You just get started, and we've got till 9 o'clock,
and can cover as much. But in order for the for the respect of the time of your time, I will try to limit my conversation about few things, and maybe in some future date we can carry on. And my problem is always that it's very difficult to compress everything.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to the phones first, and then we'll hit Cheryl, and then we'll come back, and then we'll start. If we only get two things, if we only get one thing here, everything you've said before has been, I don't know, it's struck of truth and of passion about somebody who wants our country to be a success and sees us maybe slipping, maybe becoming complacent. But let's go to the phone. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. You're addressing future generations and how they're going to look back at us. The problem I see is that the present generation, already less much future generations, doesn't have anything to compare with, because they don't remember a time, as someone my age does, when we had certain liberties. They don't know that they were robbed before they were born. And the double duty that we now have to do is not only to reach people, but to reach the young. We have to somehow get across to them that the way things are now isn't right. But most people, when they come into the world, think that the way they found everything is just fine. we've got a very difficult job with the future generation and the grandchildren. Somehow or another, we have the awful job of having to get them to realize that first they were robbed before they were born and that they've been lied to in our schools by omission. How do you fill in a gap like that? That's the job we have.
Well, that's the job the parents have.
Doing it, of course.
Well, that's the thing is that parents have to, but we also have to make it available for them and not be afraid of going out and saying the truth. Yeah. And Cheryl, you stand up for the truth. You know, the doctor does. I mean, we try to bring out the truth and why we are, what our country was built on. And maybe they have been robbed. Maybe there's a burden on their shoulders, but maybe we can, if we do nothing else but lessen the burden and open their eyes, then we've succeeded.
Well, of course we have to try, but what we're doing is we're going upstream and we're going literally against our own public education system. Which is a hard job.
Well, if you start talking about the Department of Education, I am not too sure why we have the Department of Education and the core, truly, in the Department of Energy. Have things gotten better since we've had them?
No.
No, they haven't. So maybe somebody will really take a good look at that. Hey, we've got to take a break. We come back. Dr. Payesh Dhanuka is, we're going to, take off and talk and start talking about America and how that we're getting too complacent in the greatness that we have in this nation. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The nation's top military commanders weighing in on possible changes to the handling of sex assault cases.
It's shameful. It's repulsive. And we are aggressively taking steps to eradicate it.
Marine Commandant General James Amos.
Some senators are looking for a strategy that fixes the problem of sexual assault cases not going ahead because the final decision to prosecute rests with base commanders, not military prosecutors. A bill being written in the Senate would change that.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, a concern of some military commanders.
That change could undermine good order and discipline. Lawmakers counter the current decades-old system clearly isn't working.
The House Ways and Means Committee hearing right now directly from six conservative groups targeted by the IRS. And our trade deficit widening in April as demand for foreign cars, cell phones, and other imported goods outpaced growth in U.S. exports. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBond. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great people down there. My guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking to the doctor about loss of rights, and you know, and we're going to kind of frame it like this, is that a lot of people in this country believe that medical care, health care, is a right, and that they want the government to provide this. And you can say, oh, well, that's not what it is. Well, yeah, it is. That's what Obamacare, and that's where this is going to, is they want the government to provide health care, that it becomes a right for them. But what they don't realize is that as soon as you sign that over to the government, you start losing other rights.
So, Carl, this country was built on some individual rights, which was life, liberty, justice, and pursuit of happiness, and equality of rights for all. So we have to decide as a nation that is healthcare a right? Is education a right? Is housing a right? Is food a right? If all these things are our rights which government must provide, then government has to have assets and resources to provide them. And once it needs that, it must confiscate it from someone because it cannot produce them. So it must tax people on their property and on their income and confiscate that. And it comes to this principle that it actually, your property and your income really don't belong to you anymore. Fruits of your labor don't belong to you. They belong to the government. Government has a right now to take it away from you, confiscate from you. But it being a generous and benevolent government lets you keep a portion of it.
A generous and benevolent government. Where have you heard this before? I think this is under like a generous and benevolent king.
Caesar,
there you go. A generous and benevolent man who, if you say no, though, however, will come in and take all your wealth, put you in jail if he doesn't chop your hands off and put your sell your children into slavery.
Right. And there was a man a couple of thousand years ago who said, given to Caesar what is Caesar's and given to God what is God's. But does Caesar own us? That's what the confiscation leads to. How it ties in it is first government confiscates our property and income, and then it abuses that power to target its enemies who stand up to the king and protect its friends or benefit its friends from those funds who help the king.
I think what we're, and from here we're talking IRS, obviously.
But definitely. IRS was, you know, the income tax was started 100 years ago. Ironically, it's been 100 years since the 16th Amendment. And now we're talking about the abusive power of IRS, which in the wrong hands corrupts. And power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So when we have this expectation from the government to provide these services and we call them rights, we are on a very slippery slope of becoming a slave to the government. Now the other thing which happens is once the government has these funds, two things happen. One, a centralized system in a large society doesn't work because it's too complicated, and simple solutions are better than the complicated solutions. So there is a great degree of inefficiency and waste in that system. But even more importantly, government picks losers and winners. Now, it brings me to this conversation, which you guys must have heard about Medicare last month, that how various hospitals have these outrageously high charges, and they vary a lot from region to region.
Yeah, where a $4,000 operation in Oklahoma is a $200,000 operation in Laguna Beach.
And all these hospitals are painted as greedy hospitals out to just suck the blood of patients. Fine. But devil is in the detail. What is an untold story? And actually, I went back to the database, which Medicare published, and looked up the distribution pattern. So this is what struck me. First of all, we have to understand the difference between charges and the bill. Charges is what a hospital asks for. And then Medicare doesn't pay him the same amount. They pay them much less by a preset formula. So first of all, those charges are nothing but hot air because they really don't exist for the Medicare purposes. They're paid much less than that. But then you have to see the variation between what the government pays to different hospitals or different providers for the same service. So there's a whole brouhaha about how different hospitals are charging a large difference, but nobody is talking about why is Medicare paying them differently for the same procedure. A hospital in Shasta County gets paid almost 60% of what a San Francisco hospital gets paid. Why? Cost of living doesn't explain that. In fact, I looked up some codes and compared hospitals in San Francisco. Even in the same zip code in San Francisco, different hospitals get paid different amount for the exactly the same service by Medicare.
And why is this?
I don't know.
So what we're saying then is Medicare is picking winners and losers here. That's what you were saying.
Absolutely.
Is that if it's the same procedure, you could say, well, okay, you know, it's cheaper cost of living here, electricity, taxes, and all that. But it's not 40% less.
Exactly.
And in the same zip code in San Francisco, they're getting paid differently. So how to come, what does one hospital do to get a higher amount than the other hospitals?
So I'll give you another example.
Well, another example.
I was talking to a professor in Stanford professor of medicine. He told me his wife had an echocardiogram at Stanford and they paid them $3,200. One of the insurances, not Medicare. And
right.
He turned around and he said, why? I could have the same echocardiogram in a doctor's office for $400. Why is Stanford being paid $3,200? 8 times.
And the answer was?
No answer. Another example, Medicare and Medi-Cal pay, let's say you go to a doctor's office and being seen for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, and doctor's office gets paid a certain amount. If you go to a non-profit, federally qualified health center, you get paid by Medi-Cal 6 times for the same service. Now, if you get paid for echocardiogram in a doctor's office this much, in a hospital, you'll get paid much more. Why does Medicare do that? There is no answer. Why pick and choose winners and losers in the same zip code for different payments?
Well, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about this. You know, there may not be an answer for this. But again, it's a large government bureaucracy that's out of control, that instead of looking at what we're paying, and in this case, in the same zip codes paying more, and why they would pay more in the for the same procedure it must have something to do with the paperwork that's put in by the hospital and that what they say the cost is. But let's talk about
one more quick word in that lobbying.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday, Destruction Derby. Plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle, an opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community talk radio for the North State. 77 degrees out there. Today's going to get up to 102. 8:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, they have a large in-store deli, first of all, and the largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products in the North State. The North State's nutrition experts are down at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street. Or give them a call at 244-9141, 244-9141. Great people down at Orchard Nutrition. My guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking about the government confiscation of your wealth. The government now and then picking, winners and losers in the economy and in the different, especially in the medical profession. But first we're going to go to, Alice. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to put a name in the face on what happened and why it happened, because I happen to have been there when it happened. I was working with one of the top enforcers of the Federal Reserve under Nelson Rockefeller. And so what I'm about to tell you, I personally witnessed. They wanted to, when we wanted to have national health care, there were two ways of going about it, the King-Anderson bill and the one was with Medicare, and one was with letting insurance companies be competitive and offer different formulas and let people choose which they wanted to buy. Well, Nelson, and I'm going to call him Nels, because when he would call in and talk to my boss all the time, personally on the phone, it was always Nels. And he said, we've got to get Medicare under Social Security, because If we can get it under Social Security, we can control what is selected to be used, and it only requires 14 people. They had it analyzed. We had a big chart. And it was analyzed that as soon as you had co-opted a majority of these 14 people, you could manipulate behind the scenes what was approved for to be used and what wasn't. Now, the motive behind this, which eventually became, was part of Big Pharma, was that John D. Rockefeller had the patents from IG Farben in Germany. Now, IG Farben created the patent for using the carbon molecule to create synthetic medication. And so, and they were not allowed, IG Farben was not allowed to enter into the United States. We were supporting our own manufacturing. So John D. Rockefeller got permission from IG Farben and got a commission on everything that was sold that was a part of their patent.
So you're saying, Alice, is that it was brought in is to bring it under the government, under Social Security, and if they could control that, then they could sell the medical, the pharmaceuticals,
yeah,
and all this.
They also own not only the carbon, the IG Farben carbons, they owned all of the X-ray machines.
So this whole thing was is to.
They owned cytoxin, which had been developed to kill the Jews, but then what you use for cancer treatment. The only difference between the Jews and cancer treatment was people paid for it, and they got it in small doses and died an agonizing death.
Okay. All right. Well, I see what you're saying is that this was started back a long time ago to bring it under the Social Security and the Medicare. So they were for big business and for picking winners and losers. Hey, Alice, thanks a lot. We got to run here. Okay. And Dr. DeNuca here, you're talking when we're saying is that lobbyists, I see what Alice is saying is that this happened many years ago and it started out by if we can control it under Medicare, under Social Security, we've got it then. And we can, now we can control what's being sold. We can control what's happening to our populace.
That's what it is. It is all about control of people.
And that's where it starts. I mean, those are some of the things that we're saying.
That's the whole idea. Or I had used on this show earlier in past the word Walmartization. So this is all about Walmartization of healthcare because big businesses, big corporations and big governments, and big unions, they're always in bed with each other.
And with that, they can then they can set prices, they can push the votes through and all that.
What they don't like is individual, small-scale entrepreneurs because those are difficult to control. Individual enterprises or small-scale industries or small-scale businesses don't have to listen to them, government, all the time. And they cannot profit them all the time. So what they like is too big to fail things. They like the system to be too big to fail so they can control it and manipulate it and help each other rather than letting the people control it.
And letting the water find its own level.
Yes.
They want to control the water.
Yes.
We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest, Dr. Payesh DeNuca, we're talking about healthcare, that how it's used now, it's, you know, is that we're here to help you. In reality, we're here to take away your rights. We'll be right back.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Well, I won't back. Welcome back. Down. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No. Carl in the Bot. Hey, it's 77 degrees out there, and it's going to get to 102, which means that when this portion is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, you need to pay attention. Installation repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance, which you need to do on those air conditioners. It's going to be 110 this weekend. Call Alliance Heating and Air. Call Martin. And at 221-2642, if it's going to be a scorcher, you want to make sure everything's right. His people are really, really good. Homecomfort.org is their website. 221-2642. Make sure you're ready for the summer. Dr. Pius Danuka is our guest, and we're going to let him tie all this in together. So, Dr. Danuka.
So, I will try my best to do it in a short time right now. So, what's happening with the new healthcare law changes are two things that are happening which will affect us directly and severely. First, the premium costs are going to go up. Already my premium costs went up 15% or so from last year. In my practice, my employee's premium cost is going up 5 to 10% directly because of Affordable Healthcare Act as per the letter which I received from insurance companies saying that 5% cost is directly because of that. At this time, they measure that, and I suspect this is already the beginning. They don't want to throw everything right away because they don't want people to panic. In today's Wall Street Journal, there's an article in which they compared that the cost of premium for a healthy male around 25 to 30 is going to increase by 40 to 60% for the exactly the same insurance which they had earlier. Today's Wall Street Journal, you can check this out. So, first, more premium cost. Second thing which is happening is consolidation in ever larger groups, more centralized groups, and reducing the sustainability of small-scale practices, especially in the areas which are far away from the cities. As you mentioned earlier, the government has a different payment, and the insurances also do that. So what is happening is less and less care is going to be available in a smaller area, like Reading or surrounding area, or even far-flung area like Weaverville.
Well, you get up to Burnie and Fall River and all that, where they're just hanging on out there with right. their hospitals.
So what's going to happen is for most of these cares, you will have to end up going, traveling long distances to the cities where you can provide these cares because the government provides those hospitals much more money. So, for, let's say, for cancer care, some specialty care, you end up driving long distance because your doctors or your hospitals here can't survive on the money government provides them.
And we're talking over an extended period of time. We're not talking next week. We're talking slowly that we're forcing people back into cities, back into larger areas from wherever they are. And one of the ways they're doing it is through healthcare.
Because that's an essential thing for us.
Right.
And that's what is happening. We are being herded as cattle But they're not going to say that, and they're not going to make it quick, because they know if it's quick, there'll be panic and
there'll be a fight.
There'll be a fight. So that's the whole progressive agenda.
So if you slowly bring it in, you know, the old adage about, you know, slowly turn up the water in a pan, and the frog won't mind until it boils to death. This is what you're talking about.
That's very true. That is what is being done. And this all ties in more and more centralization of services and government power happens, more and more confiscation happens. And that's what I'm talking about, that we cannot let that happen, because it's collectivism and it will kill the individualism. It will kill the individual spirit which we have here.
And one of the things I think is really important that people need to know is Dr. Danuka comes from a country where this is happening. I mean, we've talked about the Second Amendment. He's talked about socialization of medicine. He has seen this. He's lived there. And when you see this happening, I mean, you can see it. You can see it starting to happen.
And this failed everywhere else. Why are we experimenting? We have to decide. Are we going to be cows or cowboys?
Okay, let's end it on that one. Are we going to be cows or cowboys? Well, frankly, I don't feel like going through the rest of my life going, because you know what happens to cows. Yep. Anyway, Dr. Pius Danuka, thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, it's, I love it. Are you going to be a cow or a cowboy? We'll see you tomorrow. From dragging me
down. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A judge has just accepted James Holmes' plea of not guilty by reason of insanity in the Colorado movie theater shootings. This means a long mental evaluation, maybe months. Holmes is accused of killing 12 people, injuring 70 at that movie theater last July. The heads of a half dozen conservative groups testify about being singled out by the Internal Revenue Service. Here's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert on Capitol Hill.
And the wait for tax-exempt status has been frustratingly long for linchpins of Liberty founder Kevin Kukagee.
29 months and counting.
And counting. You haven't been approved yet.
I've not been approved.
Kukagee characterizing his organization to Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan as an educational group singled out for conservative teachings. Washington Democrat Jim McDermott calls the singling out wrong, but not the oversight.
You are all entrenched in some of the most controversial political issues in the country.
Suggesting the same groups would demand scrutiny if a communist club applied for tax-free standing, Chris. Okay.